Blog Talk Radio.
A site dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And we have a great show for you tonight, great revelations. Some of you may remember, I believe he's still alive, the great Harry Belafonte. And Harry, a Jamaican guy, and I never met Harry, but my partner at the time, way back in the late 60s, knew Harry, and he was losing his sight, and we got him, or he got him, connected with an eye doctor, whom I believe saved his vision. So that was the closest I ever got to Belafonte. But the reason I told you the story is because Harry had a song back in the 60s or late 50s about a woman. Took his money and ran to Venezuela. Took me money and run to Venezuela. You know, that was the punchline of the song. And that song kind of reminds me of what some of these agencies have been doing to us. You know, they take the money all year long. They collect money because of us. And now, in an emergency, many of them don't want to know us. They don't even return your calls. They don't even care. And we have the proof. We have it on pretty good account. You know, we did the interview yesterday with ABC. It should be on Monday. So look for that. But these agencies who are showing their true colors now. First of all, I want to commend some of the agencies that do care. Got an email today from Autism Speaks. I called them, and they filled out an application right on the phone for a grant that they have. They told me they raised the money on their own. It's not from the government. They get it from private foundations. So they raised the money. It's a $250 grant to help people who need medical or for food or could go for utilities. You can go to their website and apply. Autism Speaks, but it shows you that there's one organization that does care. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but the point is they're caring. They want to help. And I don't know how many applications they've had, but certainly every little bit helps. So we praise them. And I also got the word today that this other group for the blind, Visions, has been delivering food to people's homes. So it shows you people can stand up and care, and they should. You know, the people that enable them to have their salaries, have their office, have their place, have their lives, are now in need more than ever because of this ridiculous virus and all this other stuff that's going on, the economy that you hear about every day. So we commend Visions, we commend Autism Speaks, condemn the agencies that aren't helping, and regrettably to tell you, the Helen Keller Foundation is one of the worst. They refused to return our phone calls. They told ABC today that they're not going to help. The Lighthouse Guild is another one. Called them, never called me back. They wouldn't even return the calls for ABC. Two of the richest organizations on this planet that will not help blind and deafblind through this crisis. The people who are orchestrating that policy should immediately be fired. They're drawing tremendous salaries, and they don't care about those who are struggling, many of whom are having trouble getting food for their guide dogs, service dogs. I'm one of them. And many of whom cannot get food for themselves, can't get out. Many of whom cannot get their aides. The aides are not showing up. I don't know why the governor, who gets on the news every day, doesn't announce that anybody who needs an aid, you know, we will pay for it. The least he could do. I mean, he's sending out a little small token to people who need food. All right, every little bit helps, granted. But they could be doing a lot more. The governor should make sure that everybody in this state who's disabled has a good aid, a sufficient aid. And that money should be there for that. So, two biggest organizations, the Lighthouse Guild, they merged with the Jewish Guild for the Blind, one of the richest in the world. Their headquarters is right in the heart of the Upper East Side, where it cost a fortune to maintain a building or an office. And they're surrounded by wealthy people. You know they're soliciting those people. How many of those people in that neighborhood uphold that place? It would only take one or two in that neighborhood. So they're collecting all this money in the name of the blind. To them last week, they gave me all kinds of excuses. One of the things they said was, we help people to be independent. And my response to that was, well, how can you be independent if you don't have money? And the woman went silent because she knew I was right. So they put me off, but they didn't put off the truth. And they can't put off the press. And they can't put off inner sight to the world. And they're international. So we're talking to the right audience. Out of that organization who won't help. Put people in there who want to help. That's the answer. Not to destroy the agency. Change the people who run it. So they don't just take the money and run. That's what they're doing to us. And it's got to be stopped. It's got to be exposed. It's got to be announced to the world. And that's exactly what we're doing. All right, inner sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, thekitarescue.org. Akita, greatest dog on the planet. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, we thank her for all her help. They get my guide dog's food for me. The food has been delayed. I just hope it comes soon. I'm running low, guys. All right, inner sight. Remind you, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Do the two blind agencies, Helen Keller and Lighthouse Guild, do they care about the blind children in this world? Who now may be going without? You know what they told ABC? Oh, we don't know of any people who need help. I told them I had a whole list. You know, they completely disregard the truth. Watch out for the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Love them. Go an extra mile for a child. And that's how the agencies should look at it. All right, around the world, inner sight, and nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, And when he can do it, he can get you some medical help to the animal, too. Check him out. Anthony Kennedy, a good friend who cares, delivered some dog food to me just yesterday to tide me over for a while. Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And hopefully he'll be back in the office soon. All right. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. I'd like to see all the independent living centers step up and raise money to help the people who are struggling to be independent. To be independent, you need money, especially in this country. Just look at what's happening now. Look at all the money the government has put out. It's a shame that it took a plague to make them put it out. They should put it out normally to help people and get the agencies to raise half of it so the burden wouldn't be entirely on the government. All right, Independent Living Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for their sponsorship. Around the world, Inner Sight, some of our friends, goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com, and Truro Law Center with a .com.
Yeah.
Check them out. And don't forget our friends at Beccaro's Italian Tavern, 516-798-1555. Hopefully they'll be back in business soon.
Yeah.
We hope that they don't lose their business.
Right.
You know, it's a shame that some people are going to lose their business over this.
I saw a lot of people today when I went out in Farmingdale. A lot of businesses closed. A lot of them are for lease. It just looks so saddening to see that.
Well, a lot of them are closed now, but the question is, are they going to be able to open?
Well, they have it for lease. They wrote for lease on it, so that means they
closed
stopped.
Out permanently.
They closed down, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, see, that all the more, all these things that we see are indicators that this situation, that everybody should be helping, including
right.
these damn blind agencies who don't give a damn about us.
Yeah.
You know? So let's see, what else we got? James Bahamonde, attorney, 516-783-9662. And we got the Able News. How about that one?
Yeah, I could do that.
Able, here we go.
Able is a newspaper. Yeah, Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, your phone sounds a little gobbly. It sounds like you're underwater.
Is that better? Is that better?
I guess, yeah. All right. Inner Sight, talking tonight about all these agencies that are not doing as much as they could do. And, you know, all year long, they dwell on the fact. You look at their literature, and you'll see that they use us. They may not name individuals necessarily, but they're using us, the disabled, to keep the flow of money coming in.
No, that's true.
You know, to keep the doors open. And completely, in many cases, completely disregarding our needs and what we need. I want to give you a big example. and I'm sure I may have mentioned it before. My good friend Regina, who's totally blind, is now my co-host. By the way, you can see her tonight on Inner Sight on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock tonight, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And also you can look for us on the Altice right now, if you turn it on, Channel 20. Anyway, to finish my story, she went to the Helen Keller people to learn computers. She went to the class, and they put her in a... She attended a group that supposedly is set up to help people adjust to their blindness. All right?
Sorry,
she was in the group. She was in the group, and she related the story about how she had been denied a guide dog.
I remember that.
And she, you know, said, well, isn't that part of adjusting to being blind, having the dog? They wouldn't give me my dog.
It is,
You know? They completely disregarded it. They wouldn't address it. And when I called them, you know, sometime later, I guess it was, and told them, you know, that I could train the dog. Let's make it a Helen Keller dog. You know, you guys raised the money. You know, I told them, I said, I don't want to be paid for it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, they completely knocked down the idea and wouldn't do it. So they're showing their true colors, especially now. In this time of emergency and crisis, where they had the nerve to tell ABC that they're not going to help.
I know.
So there you have
it's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting how, I don't know if she recorded it, but it'd be quite interesting to see how they responded.
Well, you don't have to have it recorded. It's a fact. They haven't called us back.
I just want to hear what they say. I want to hear what the woman has to say. I want to see what she has the nerve to say and if I'm getting my equipment. Because then I have proof and I could bring it straight to court at that point.
Well, you got to wait and see with that. But I think that, you know, it should be known.
Yeah.
You know, that these people take all this money in the name of the disabled, and they won't even try to raise money to help people.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you see. If they try, and let's say it doesn't work, they can't get any money. Well, you can't blame them for that. But they're not even trying.
No, they're not.
They're not even putting it out there. And it wouldn't cost them anything. What
would
it cost them to put up a GoFundMe and do a PSA?
Yeah.
And have a news conference.
Yeah.
It wouldn't cost them a damn dime.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. And the Lighthouse Guild is even worse because I think they're more wealthy than than Helen Keller.
Yeah.
So they took the money and deserted us. These agencies that don't help have deserted us in the time of great need.
Oh, yeah.
And what should happen is the governor, the top guy in this state, should fire these people who are running these places and have not responded to the call for help from the disabled community.
Yeah.
That's what should happen.
I agree. Yeah.
They should be fired.
Oh,
they should not be allowed to work in the field of the disabled if they're not going to step up and change modify their policy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and try to help people who need food and money and can't get out and the service dogs, food for the dogs and everything else.
The thing that
we call
is mind-boggling. Yeah.
We call for the firing of these son of a bitches who head up these corporations.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
This you know
woman who called me.
Yeah.
What was her name? Kim Moore?
No, that's Kim Zimmer.
Huh?
Kim Zimmerman. Kim Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Kim,
yeah.
Kim Zimmerman. She called you?
Yeah. Yeah.
They ought to fire her. She has no business.
She's
working.
In Washington, you know. She's in Washington.
Wherever she is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Trump will fire her.
You fired.
That's even better. I don't know who the head of the White House is. They ought to be fired. I'm going to call them again tomorrow. I'm not going to let him off the hook so easy. Oh, yeah.
White House, yeah.
I'm going to ask for the director.
We're going to have some fun with that.
I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world are 213-816-1650. We certainly commend the agencies who are trying to help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's quite a few of them out there who care. To mention a couple, Autism Speaks. Visions.
Yeah, I'm surprised at them, but they stepped up. They really did. They changed their ways.
Well, they've changed.
They really did.
They've changed.
Yeah, they changed. They did. I'm surprised, but they did.
You know.
See, that shows you, that goes to show you, in time of need, agencies can change their statement and respond to the needs of people. So there should be no reason whatsoever to say that you can't change. None. In time of
now, you called the Alzheimer's people, right?
Yeah, for my mom.
Did you ever get a call back?
No.
Well, there's another organization that obviously doesn't care. Did you call the Office of the Aging?
Yep.
You left a message, a detailed message with a phone number and everything?
Yeah, but they succinctly said on that message that they're working from home, but they should have somebody answering the phone separately in a call center.
Oh, they're working from
home.
This
is the thing. Yeah.
That means they're open.
They're working from home, and then they should have somebody answering those calls for, like, on a call center. They had nobody answering the damn call.
Did they ever call you back?
No. Nope.
Well, there's another group.
Yeah.
That doesn't give a damn. Now,
you know,
no excuse
this is the
for this.
Problem, what you get from all these agencies now. They say they use the excuse of coronavirus, and then they're working from home, and half the time I have a hearing impairment. I can't hear the damn message. I don't know what they're saying.
Well, that's no excuse. With a virus, a pandemic like this, that's when they should help the most.
I know.
Not scale
you know,
back
and the worst thing is you can't hear it either. You know, some of the times it's mumbling or whatever.
Well,
you can't hear
too.
Anything. Yeah, you can't hear diddly.
You know,
and it's like you're sitting there trying to figure out what the hell they're trying to say.
I would call them again.
What, the agent? Yeah, I might. Yeah.
You can get through.
So she said to me, if somebody calls you back, let me know. But I'm thinking of calling.
Wait a minute, who's she?
You know,
who's
somebody.
She?
I'm so sorry, Michelle. She said if somebody calls you back, let me know. And Wolf is to help.
No,
but
they
if
never
nobody
calls
you back.
Try him one more time.
Yeah, I was going to. Just for,
call
for the hell
White
of
House
it.
Guild tomorrow again.
Yeah.
I
also had,
so
of
easy.
Course, the SNAP program and all that. But you know what the SNAP program said to me? And I said it during the program. You know, that Michelle was interviewing me. I said, they asked for everything and their brother about, you know, our business, meaning they asked for statements and this from last year. No. I have a problem now. We're out of work now. We don't need this from last year. Why are you asking for last year's statements and stuff? That's not the time of need that I
have
now.
Well, the governor has to straighten that out.
Yeah, they do.
It's supposed to be an emergency. What happens
to
the emergency for people who are disabled and elderly who need right now?
Yeah.
Isn't it an emergency?
Why is it still based on income? People with disabilities, a lot of them can't eat well.
Income has nothing to do with it. There is no income now.
Right, basically.
Who has income? The corporate people, the politicians.
Yeah.
That's
about
it.
That's the only people, or a rich person who's independently wealthy. Simple.
Large. I heard on the news tonight earlier before I went on the air, corporations are filing for bankruptcy.
I know.
Talk about income.
Nobody has income now.
Nobody has any damn income.
Right, and then they have the nerve to say that.
It's not only you can lose your job. It's the fact that nobody is going out and buying things.
Right. You know what?
Amazon is benefiting from this virus.
Oh yeah.
They're the only ones that I know.
Well, not only Amazon, but all the online, you know, people.
Yeah, but they made it a point on the news of saying that Amazon is the biggest.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, it is.
You know. So those people have money.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Amazon is made of a compilation of sellers. That's why they're the biggest. They're a mixture of a whole bunch of sellers. I'm even an Amazon seller, but I never continued with it because it cost too much money for me to keep up with it. I was going to do it, but then I said, I don't know. I have to think about it.
I wouldn't buy anything on Amazon.
No,
I wouldn't buy anything
I
can't see or touch or feel or smell.
You can feel or touch or whatever, and then you can send it right back. That's the key.
No, I can't. No. You know how much trouble that is for me?
That's true.
You gotta go to the post office. You gotta find it. You gotta have somebody to write on
the.
I don't do business
really.
That way.
No. They have pre-made envelope. Labels. A lot of the sellers have pre-made labels to return, and you just stick it right back on, and that's it. Some of them.
Yeah, but how do you know?
What if
you can't read the label? How do you know what it is?
Exactly. So that's the only point that you gotta. See, Amazon has to correct some of that.
You can't read the label, and you still gotta take it to the post office, don't you?
No, it's not the post office. Some of them. Some of them are the post office. Some of them are the UPS. So you don't even know which one it is. They got to correct some of that. That for sure they got to correct.
That's more trouble than it's worth.
It depends. Like you said, it is more trouble sometimes.
If
I'm going
to buy something, I want to be able to try it on, feel it, see how comfortable it is.
Now, I'll tell you, it might not be that. I don't know what the story with it's going to be. I hope it is. Really.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I got plenty of clothes.
I don't care. I
lost weight,
so.
Inner Sight Live. They took the money and they ran.
Yeah,
I know.
We have callers, though.
Yes. 213-816-1650. You want to comment on the show title or whatever you want? We're leaving the show pretty open these days because people may call about problems and all that. All right, Inner Sight Live. Who we got online?
Okay, hang on. Let me tell you. I don't know why this thing froze. Oh, here it is. Okay, we have Maureen. She'd like to speak, and Anthony is listening right now.
Oh, all right. So let's take a call from Maureen.
Okay.
On nursing
here
home.
Here she comes. Oh, wait.
Hello.
Hold on. Okay, here she comes.
Live, Inner Sight.
Maureen?
Around the world.
Hold on. Didn't do it. Oh, here it comes now. Okay. Maureen?
Hi. Yeah, hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, hi there.
Good.
All
good.
Right. Good.
Yeah, that's good. You know, our politicians, too, last year, they were going around the police and all, supposedly, cleaning up the homeless population because they didn't want them sleeping in the subways and everything. So I see that hasn't been rectified. You know, the governor's showing a picture of the train yesterday with all of... Now, I was talking to Suzanne before, and I said, they're going to put 1,000 homeless people in hotels.
In hotels,
$200 a night. Why can't we get our moms out of the nursing home? How much money is that going to cost? Plus, they're going to have to disinfect the trains every night, too. So how much is this costing the city? And we can't get our moms out and live a decent life. Some of these people choose that lifestyle. I mean, Somebody told me that there's a place over here not too far away under the expressway. You know, you have to go up a ramp type thing to go across the expressway. That some of them live there. They're young people. They live there all year round. Now, why would you choose to? They put up a thing in the winter. So, but, I mean, isn't it snowy and cold? They live with rats. I know the shelters aren't ideal, but wouldn't that be better than that? You know? And,
I think both are bad at this point. I don't know if I would live outside, really.
I know. I mean, there were rats under there and everything.
But
and
also, I don't think I would live in the shelter. They get beaten up and they get things stolen from them, and some of them get killed. So I don't know.
But
I don't know which is
the
better thing.
But people get that way in the subway from the homeless also. They get thrown on the tracks. They get slashed. So we as the regular citizens are subjected to that stuff too. So we don't want to live like that. Our mothers don't want to live in a nursing home.
Well, many are mentally ill. They release them and they're mentally ill.
Well, then they have to be, you know, they have to be put somewhere and taken care of. That's, you know.
You know what happens to a lot of these people who need help, go to these hospitals, and they give them psychiatric medicine.
That's right.
You know? And many a times, it makes them worse and makes them violent.
Right.
That's right.
The medical profession doesn't acknowledge that.
That's
part
right.
of the problem, too.
Yeah,
yeah it is.
Because they're given the medication, and they never come out and say, oh, let's go help somebody. No, they throw somebody on the subway track or they slash them, you know. They never do anything nice for people.
It causes them a worse imbalance than what they had.
That's right.
So
exactly.
And now they're more reactive. And they'll throw somebody on a train track or they'll rape somebody or they'll do whatever. You know, they'll do something really violent. And then when they realize it, you know, when they're back in themselves, I would suppose, they would say, oh, wow, what happened, you know?
I perform on the subway. A lot of people know that, you know? Many a times I've come across people who are homeless and who are potentially violent, you know, acting out, screaming, yelling. I get in the car. And it's so ironic. They see my dog, and immediately their whole demeanor changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a calm comes over them. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some something to that.
They say that for the nursing homes too. You know, the pet therapy is good because it lowers the blood pressures, and you know, let's face it, pets are good for everybody.
But I don't know what it is. I got to tell you.
They're better than psychiatric drugs. I mean,
years ago,
you never heard of people with bipolar and everything like you do now. It's the drugs that have caused a lot of this. I do believe
I don't doubt it.
You know?
I don't doubt it.
I really do.
Or just the environment. The environment that we're in. You know, like the food that we eat and the stuff. Or even you have the propensity to be that way. And now, because of the environment, you are that way. Do you understand? So if you had the inheritance to be that way, and now you have the environment that is going to make that happen, it's going to happen, you know. And
a lot of people have food allergies that make them crazy, too.
Yeah, I have food allergies, too.
That's another factor.
Look at some of the movies that are out there, too, are so violent and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And,
everything. It's nurture versus nature all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you do have both going on. You have nature, you do have nurture, you have both.
But like their clothes, their laundry's going to be done for them. The ones they're putting in the hospitals, their laundries are going to be done. And they, where's all this money coming from?
I know. Well, listen, I had something, one guy one time, I never forget this. He was like Frank said, he was on the subway with me. And I was a little scared, honestly. I wasn't scared, but I was like, my guard was on. Let's put it that way. I don't take my guard down when I'm on the subway. I never fall asleep. I never, you know, stop holding my bag. I have my bag secure. I'm just always on the guard. I'm always paying attention. Okay? I was going from downtown Manhattan to Penn Station. All right. I was going from like around, I think it was World Trade Center location, and this was after the World Trade Center happened, the stuff, to the World Trade Center. And then I was going from that, around that location, the, you know, memorial site, all the way up. That's near where my job was, the Federal Reserve area, all the way up to Penn Station. So I was going, and this guy saw me adjust my brace because it was, getting my foot brace was getting, you know, loose. So I adjusted it, and he goes, look at you. I'm like, look at me? What do you mean? I just said it calmly to him. What do you mean? I'm here. I'm just sitting. What do you mean? He said to me, I complain every day, and you have damaged feet. And I said, don't look at it that way. Just, you know, pull yourself together. If you have problems, you know, with something in your life, just look in the mirror and smile. And if you if you don't feel that way, eventually you will feel that way. And he just said to me, oh, my God, do you know, you just changed my life. I said, no, I couldn't have, just with that phrase, I couldn't have just changed your life. And he said to me, yeah, you did. You don't know how much you did. I said, oh, please. You know, I just said that, you know, it came off the top of my head. I never thought it would change. I never saw him ever again on the subway. I was like, oh, my God. And I used to take that subway all the time. I was like, ah, he must be in another car. But for real, I never saw him on any of the cars.
Excuse me, the governor cares more about the homeless in the subway than he does about the people in the nursing homes.
I know.
And the people in prisons, too.
That's
they care
too.
More about the people
because
in prisons, too, than
the
they
people,
do the nursing
homes. The people in the subways are safer from a disease.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I think he commented that not one homeless person had the virus.
No, they have it.
No, they have it.
Yeah, they have it.
That's not
They weren't wearing masks either. They had no masks.
They weren't wearing masks, but they do have it, Frank. And some have died from
it.
Yeah, but it's not right now. They don't, you know, have it as much. I mean, things are going downward, but he's kind of concerned because, you know, since we're on a downward curve, he doesn't want it to go.
But he's putting these people in hotels, in apartments, rooms. How come he didn't do that for the people in nursing homes?
And
well,
how come he didn't do that for for people who are disabled and they're in with, you know, in homeless shelters to begin with? How come they didn't take them out of homeless shelters and put them in homes to begin with?
They're actually more concerned about the prisoners too, the ones in prison, than they are the nursing home people.
Or
they really
people
truly are.
Who are disabled and in the shelters. That bothers me.
Yeah, they just don't have to focus on the right things. Really, you know, they really don't.
You know what it is? The politicians dwell on where they can get votes.
Well, where
they don't
they can
dwell
get the most
on helping
money
the
fastest.
People.
Where they can get the money the fastest, Frank, too. You know?
Right.
They dwell on millions, thousands of millions of people ride the subways. All right? If he does something to clean up the subways close to Election Day, he's going to get the vote. That's how it works.
Well, if he does, we have a lot of disabled people, okay? He does a lot for the disabled. He could get votes that way, too. He don't realize it. They don't realize it.
Yeah, but to them,
that we vote.
To these politicians, they are doing for the disabled.
Right. No, they're not. No, they're not.
We know that.
They're not doing enough.
But they don't view it that way. They don't
view
it that way.
We could refuse to vote. That's it. We could refuse to vote. And that's it. You know, and that's the problem.
Well, that's an individual. Everybody has to make up their mind about that.
I'm just saying
that's an individual thing.
Right, but that's what we could do, but we don't. Some of us do our political duty. I do. I still do. I always vote because I have the right to do it, and I should always vote, no matter what. But you know, I always have the right to vote, so I exercise my right. You know, even though I don't like candidates, I could always vote for Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, we already planned on doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe Mickey could do better. You never
That's
know.
That's right.
Sad.
What do you think, sad. Frank? Mickey or
in a sight.
Frank Trevino?
No, we need a woman. Minnie.
Minnie, we'll do Minnie. Hey, what about Minnie? No, actually, my husband said Charlie Brown. I said, no, wait a minute, honey. There might be somebody named Charlie Brown, so nah.
Oh, yeah. The chances of Mickey or Minnie Mouse is lower.
Yeah, exactly. Or Daffy Duh, you know. The,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be, or Goofy or something, you know. You right. might not get that
right.
as much.
Right.
Oh, all right, in a sight. Don't forget, we're on television tonight at 11, 1997. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit. All right, anything else? Maureen, you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say one other thing. I don't care what nationality you are or what religion you are. Please do not go out in the back. Because if this thing comes back, it's going to be horrendous. Because we're going down. We don't want to go back up again because once was enough. So please, people, you know, please.
Yeah.
I mean, understand that you can't do things.
Be mindful.
You know, like I say, I don't care what religion, what nationality, what. It's not right for anybody to, you know, do that.
No, it's
you
not
know?
Right for the people who are sacrificing their life to help your life, period.
Right.
The people,
you know?
people
and the
have
people
to
who
fortify
are...
themselves, too. You got to educate yourself and fortify yourself. Because the medical profession is not going to do it for you. Believe me.
Some
They're only
might.
Interested in
Some
the money.
Some might not. Yeah.
Very few.
Yeah. No.
Very few. You know, according, if the news is correct, some of these doctors are working on a cure, and the World Health Organization is not commenting on it. You know, so they're all divided. They don't know what the hell they're doing. It's all guesswork.
They have a treatment, but it's. It reduces the time that you, and then you don't get onto the respirator, which is good. It reduces the time. It's a treatment.
I wouldn't trust that.
Actually, this one guy came on TV tonight.
I wouldn't trust
and
that.
And he said that
I take my oil of oregano.
Oh yeah, but he came on television and said it. You know, it worked for him. But that's good for him. He likes it. Let him take it. You know, but for me, I'm going to stay at home as much as I can. If I eventually need, you know, a respirator, I'm going to have to go. I have no choice. You know, I'm going to need suction and all that because I know my lungs. I know how my lungs are.
Oh.
I don't think
Take that oil
could.
Of oregano.
Oh, yeah, I've been. I've been taking that. I've been taking vitamin D. I've been taking all the naturals, and so far so good, thank God. Please, let's keep it going. You know?
All right. In a sight, we have any other callers?
We have Anthony, but I don't know if he wants to speak. So
all right.
If he wants
Maureen,
to speak,
we're going to move along.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank
okay.
you.
Be, thank you
for calling, and we appreciate your comments.
Okay.
Okay.
Care,
stay
Brian.
Safe, both of you.
Take care. You too.
All right. Okay,
all right. Yes.
Bye.
Anthony
wants
to speak now.
Yeah. They took the money and they ran, you know?
Yeah.
That's my analogy. That's my analogy of any agency that doesn't care enough now to help, you know.
That's right.
In the words of my friend Ira Tucker, who has been through a lot of catastrophes and everything else and charities and all that, one of the biggest publicists in the world, you know, and he said, this is the time when everybody should help.
That's
there should
right.
be no exceptions.
That's right.
Nobody should be an exception. Inner Sight is trying to help.
Yeah.
You know? We just wish we had the money to do a lot more.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have the funds, so how can we can help through the show. We can help by talking to the media. We can help by pointing out these agencies that aren't helping.
That's
what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's the way we're helping. And praising the ones that are.
Yeah.
And mainly the two that I know of, Autism Speaks and Visions.
The ones that have stepped up, yeah.
The ones that are stepping up to help, and they're to be commended for that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another
phone call. I didn't
have
anybody step up. Isn't that terrible?
What?
I didn't have anybody step up. And I called a lot. Nobody stepped up to help me.
Oh, the agencies, yeah.
Yeah, nobody that I called. I called several, too.
Not the only
one. And I called them more than once, too.
All right, Inner Sight, Anthony from Brooklyn, still on the line?
Yes, he is. He's waiting.
All right, let's hear from Anthony.
Okay. Here
around the world. Hello.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey,
how you
Anthony.
Doing?
How's it going? I'm okay. So,
good. This
is, I heard about, you know, you guys' comments about Helen Keller not helping, and, you know, all I have to say is it's what I expected from them, because, you know, I really think that, you know, this is why people don't want to speak out against these agencies, because they're afraid of being shunned, you know, for service. I mean, anybody, you know, any agency can do that. We talked last night about how the home care agencies blacklist people who complain about, you know, the AIDS too much. And, you know, I mean, I don't blame people, but I blame people in a way. I blame the people who donate to these charities. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's what you believe in, if that's what you support, if you believe that they, you know, provide a good service, then that's important. But, you know, you shows you who you're, you know, who you can really trust, what agencies you can really trust when it comes down to it, you know, because when you're in the worst time of need we could ever be in, they're nowhere to be found, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all on, you know, semi-vacations, because believe me when I tell you, they're not really working from home. They're working from home, but they're doing a kind of half-assed job, and they're not answering their phone half the time, and they're not calling you back, and they're working when they feel like it, because they're getting paid, and they figure, who's going to know a difference? And their organization is not considered essential, so they're going to stick to what they have always done and nothing more, because they're not going to, you know, they're not going to overextend themselves to do anything outside of the box more than they've always done, because they figure they're always going to be around, and they've hoarded millions and millions of dollars for so many years. And, you know, whatever life has always been is what it's always going to be. So
it's not going to be that way if somebody really says, oh, hey, wait a second, you're not helping. Why aren't you helping? That's terrible.
Yeah,
really,
but
terrible.
These agencies, you know, are able to paint a beautiful picture and make themselves look good. So, you know, I really don't think, you know, these politicians care about what these organizations do. They're privately run. You know, whatever they do, they do. And, you know, whoever donates to them, you know, enables them to continue running. And some people feel that, you know, if we didn't have them, whatever little bit we'd have, we'd lose. So our life would be even worse. And,
I don't know. You know, it's really weird. I remember we always talking about this, Joe, I, and Frank on air all the time, and we would say, listen, you got nothing to lose. What do you got to lose, okay? You won't lose what you have gotten, because if you do advocate for yourself, you won't lose. We have never, and not any one of us, have ever lost what we've gotten, okay, in terms of our benefits. Okay, because they wouldn't dare do that, because each one of us would have fought like hell for the other, in a way. That's
yeah,
for sure.
No, you're not going to lose, like, benefits, but, you know, like, for example, when you call these agencies for help, you know, people are reluctant to call them and stay on top of them, or, you know, kind of be insistent or even demanding that a person does that work, And, like, for example, in the home care agencies, you know, you have to really be careful. Some people feel in the tone that you talk to them because, you know, if they don't like, you know, the fact that you're complaining too much or they feel you're giving them a hard time, they could go to their supervisor. And then, you know, when their supervisor doesn't want to deal with you anymore because you're not, you know, a quiet, frail, elderly person, then they could say, you know, how many more aides is she going to have or he going to have? And then they're afraid of, you know, losing the only good aide they have, and, you know, or they're afraid
so
their life might
quietly,
be worse.
You quietly take the aide that they've given you if you like them, okay, and you quietly take them to another agency like I've done many a times.
Yeah,
many.
But not all agencies always are willing to hire the person that you have.
So
and
then
I
you
guess
find an agency, you keep going until you find.
Now, wait a minute, hold on.
Willing.
I agree with Anthony. Look, take me.
What do you mean? Okay.
Take me as an example. There isn't one damn agency for the blind that would help me.
Okay.
They won't give me a guide dog. They won't give me the medical. They won't fight for the medical. They won't help me train my dog. You know? So it's true. But
in
you can't let that
you
stop
saying?
You.
No, you can't.
See,
you
I've
can't.
Taken it and I've turned it into something good.
Positive,
for people.
Yes. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
But it is true.
Well,
Anthony's right. They will cut people off. Because they get away with it.
I've been blacklisted, and I'm blacklisted all the time. But what you do is you take it and you manipulate the blacklist, if you know what I'm saying. You take that blacklist. I'm blacklisted with so many agencies, Anthony. But you know what? And I'm blacklisted mostly by the aides themselves. They know me from other agencies, and they what do you call, don't want to work with me. That's what it is more.
So far, believe it or not, I mean, I have never come across the same aide twice. Once you go through one agency, they're gone forever, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it could happen. But, you know, I guess that it's the risk you take. But, you know, in home care, people are, you know, there are some elderly people who live alone and they have no one to supervise.
And mine is mostly from family
issues.
Mine was mostly family issues. And it didn't have anything more to do with me, but they didn't want to come back working with that situation. And then they made a big deal and they didn't want the dog. They didn't want, you know, how the BS that they do. And then I've had a fit.
Well, I mean, I had family issues, too, because they would say that they didn't like my mother or, if you send them for anything, they could say that that was for your mother and not for you.
Or
you,
your
you
husband
know,
or whatever.
Yeah, or
you
really
you,
didn't.
Or,
yeah, yeah, you really didn't need them
to really
go back to the
store. And it really was you and it was whatever.
Yeah. And so then the agency could say that it's because you want them to do things for, you know, whoever lives in the house with you, like, for example, your grandmother or, you know, your uncle or whoever they can pick on
or
and blame it on.
Or they don't want to take the dog out, or they let the dog out of the fence and let them go around the block, and you had a fit on them, which I did one day. I screamed at this woman at the top of my lungs because she was standing there looking at me, and the dog was going out the fence.
Yeah, and then they'll say it's not my job to, you know, watch over the dog.
No, she was the one who took the dog out of the fence. She opened the gate, and she walked through the gate, and is staring at me like it's not a problem to let the dog at the gate.
And she just thought it was okay.
It's not a problem.
But there are people, you know, who are afraid to speak out about things like this because they're afraid of losing, you know, what they have. I mean,
and
you know,
I called straight the agency. I said, I don't want her. Period. Get her out of here now.
But
she has
no
consideration for my pets and no consideration for my family. I don't want her. Get her out of here now.
I mean,
I want somebody
else. Yeah, I mean, we have the right to freedom of speech. You change the aid and, you know, you put up a fuss and an argument and you got another one. But they have told you that they don't have anyone else to send. And I forget the excuses that they gave you, no one else in your area.
They,
you know,
oh, you know, yeah, they, that's the best, the favorite line that they use for my mom.
Well, that's where they take the money
and
run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
money is
there
for an age. You can't get it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But you know what you do, Frank? The key is, now I've learned this over the years, you go to a different agency. Nobody tells you that. You just learn it. You keep going to a different agency and finding different agencies until you find the one that's comfortable for you. But every agency is similar, okay? You just have to be aware of that. But you have to also be aware that...
Why do you have to have all these damn agencies? Look at all the money they waste there.
You know,
because
why?
It's the only system that we have, Frank.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
And
but
also,
if they had just
they don't
one, let's say, for instance, InnerSight was the agency.
Right.
All right. Wouldn't it be better?
Yes. It would be better because...
You got too many damn agencies. That's why they're wasting all
this
money.
I want to say something also. What happens if you had a person that was difficult and all they kept doing was blaming you for being horrible? Okay, let me give you that example.
You analyze the situation. You hear both sides of the story. If need
that's
be,
correct.
You put up a hearing.
But people don't do that. Those
and you get somebody
don't
else.
Do that. Those people don't do
that. That's because
the
money's not being used right.
Correct. That's
I don't think it's worth a hearing. But, Frank, you have to have different agencies because based on where the person lives, it's going to be hard to get somebody. You have agencies that discharge cases all the time. They'll
not
say
if you give
them
transportation, it wouldn't be hard.
You don't have enough money.
Yeah, that's true.
If you didn't have all these agencies, there would be a lot more money.
Wait a minute, Frank. There are a lot of people that have all these damn buildings
and offices and salaries.
One of my friends gets transportation for his aide. The agency gives transportation from another location to come to aide, bringing the aide to the thing. Now I want to know what that agency name is. He doesn't remember the name of the agency. He had
but there
it.
Are,
now
there are a lot of there are a lot of agency a lot of aides, Suzanne, that won't even travel, you know, out of Brooklyn, for example, or
want a case
right in their backyard.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, and they have so many cases, and there's, you know, hundreds of cases coming in by the day as soon as these people, you know, get out of the hospital.
Then he got somebody who brought them bed bugs. I mean, you get such a varying extreme, but the same agency. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just
you never know what you're going to get.
You know, it's horrible.
That's what they know. I mean, you got people that come and go, and then, you know, with people wanting to get out of nursing homes, people are going to flock to these agencies like hell, and then these bad aides are just going to continue to get jobs.
You've got to stop this horribleness, both ends, through the nursing homes and outside the nursing homes, period. Done deal. You have to stop it, period.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be with you
tomorrow. We got to get out of here, guys.
Yep.
Thank you, Anthony. Oh.
Thank you, Frank. Take care.
Have
a good night.
Catch us tomorrow on InnerSight.
Take care.
Live around the world. Thank you. I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank Autism Speaks. I want to thank Visions, Michelle Charlesworth, ABC News, and all our friends who care. Yeah. Olga Murray is another one.
Olga, yeah.
All right.
Kennedy.
We'll be with you tomorrow. Subject to be announced. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, the phone number is 631-224-3090. We welcome your help and your donations. We're trying to make a difference. We're still here. We're out here. We're giving people hope. We're letting them know what's going on. Nobody else is doing that I know of.
No.
All right. No. InnerSight, Suzanne, co-host and engineer, we'll be with
you
tomorrow night, 8 to 9 live. Stay healthy out there. Wild oil of oregano. Great for you.
Yep.
I took it three times today.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Counting
off the walls.
InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Quotation from Joe Arion, the great advocate. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody.
Good
thank
night,
you.
Good night, everybody.
InnerSight.
Good night, everyone.